bracing for the storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. 70 million people in the U.S. are under watches or warnings from the developing winter storm system.
The storm really coming at a bad time for the nearly 113 million people expected to be traveling this week and next week for the holidays. And the storm is really just getting started. By tomorrow, the snow is expected to reach the Midwest. And even if you don't see snow from this, the combination of bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind we're talking about is life-threatening and already impacting most of the country.
Katie Byrne of Fox Weather. Parts of Minnesota are already under a blizzard warning. The number of flight cancellations today has surpassed 3,500. The House Ways and Means Committee has voted to publicly release redacted copies of 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns. Committee Chair, Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal.
This was never about being punitive. It was never about being malicious.
But Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says the vote proves the Democrats' intent all along was the public release of the records, not legislative intent, as they had insisted. Former President Trump lost a lengthy court battle to keep his tax records away from Congress. A procedural vote in the Senate on the $1.7 trillion catch-all spending bill has passed with 70 votes, meaning at least 20 Republicans voted yes. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is a no vote, but tells Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto.
In all likelihood, this is going to happen, and the argument will be is it could have been worse. It could have been even larger. But we are able to negotiate down.
Senator Lankford says no one has read all 4,000 pages of the bill. Security permitting, Ukraine's President Zelensky is scheduled to travel to Washington tomorrow to speak in person with members of Congress. The Justice Department has asked the Supreme Court to let Title 42 health restrictions at the border expire, but not at least until 2 days after Christmas. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Peace. A judge in Phoenix has thrown out 8 of Carrie Lake's claims of improprieties in the governor's election, which she lost. But there will be a hearing on 2 of her claims.
The 2 claims the judge allowed to go forward are chain of custody concerns over some ballots and an allegation that so-called ballot-on-demand printers that malfunctioned on election day were deliberately tampered with. The judge said he had no evidence to examine at this early stage, and he made plain that, quote, plaintiff must show at trial that the BOD printer malfunctions were intentional and directed to affect the results of the election and that such actions did actually affect the outcome.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports Katie Hobbs, the Arizona Secretary of State who won the governor's election, says they'll find no evidence of wrongdoing. Now, a dozen people reported hurt by this morning's strong earthquake in Northern California. 2 people were killed. About 32,000 homes and businesses in Humboldt County still have no power. Disgraced cryptocurrency trader Sam Bankman-Fried has reportedly signed documents agreeing to be extradited from the Bahamas to the U.S. to face fraud charges. The U.S. Postal Service is expanding its electric vehicle fleet.
In August, Congress gave the United States Postal Service $3 billion as part of a $430 billion climate bill to buy electric vehicles and build charging infrastructure. In July, the Postal Service said it would buy at least 25,000 electric delivery vehicles, more than twice its prior estimate to replace its aging fleet. The U.S. government actually operates the largest vehicle fleet in the world. The Postal Service, the largest fleet within the federal government. They've got more than 220,000 vehicles. The initial plan announced in February had around 10% of the agency's aging fleet replaced by electric vehicles, but after being sued and getting the new funding, now at least half of the initial purchase of new vehicles will be electric. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.